Forever Dog.
Hello, Double Threat listeners, and welcome to episode 99. Wow, we are so close to episode 100, which we'll be celebrating next Saturday, March 12th, with a very special live stream. Tickets are available on Eventbrite right now. You can click on the link in the show notes and go grab your tickets. But before we get to 100, we've got an unforgettable 99 for you today. It's a compilation episode because, as you probably already know, Tom is under the weather right now. He's battling with a bout of COVID-19 and focused on recovering from that, and we can't wait for him to get better soon. So we didn't record a new episode this week, but Julie and I were talking, and we thought it'd be fun to do something that Tom would probably never let us do if he was here, which is to compile some of our favorite Tom clips from Double Threat's past. And in particular, we've compiled some of our favorite Tom impressions. That's right, the best of Tom's impressions, from Woody Allen to Popeye to Frank Zappa and everything in between. Get ready for an absolute smorgasbord, one after the other. And if you get lost at any point, no worries. I listed them out in the show notes so you can follow along there and find out which episodes the impressions come from. And all of these impressions, by the way, come from the first 50 episodes of Double Threat. So this will be a fun blast from the past, particularly for any new listeners who haven't cracked our back catalog yet. There's so much there to discover as we close in on the big one, episode 100, which once again you can join us for live next Saturday, March 12th. We have some truly mind-blowing stuff planned for this live stream. You do not want to miss it. It's going to be a wild ride, a love letter to you, the fans, who we love so much. Tickets on Eventbrite. Click on the link in the show notes. And speaking of love letters, this episode, number 99, is our love letter to the one and only Tom Sharpling. We love you, Tom. Get well soon, and now roll those clips.
Terry Gilliam's like, a lot of the time I thought, you have to realize when I worked on Monty Python.
Oh my God, that's so good. That's such a good Terry Gilliam.
You have to realize that when I was working on Baron Munchausen.
But he'd say Python. He'd say Python, don't you think?
When I was working on Python, I had gone to England.
He's one of those people that like can get away with saying things like lift.
Speaking of Python. Hi, Julie. It's me. It's Terry Gilliam.
I'd like to talk to you today about my ponytail.
I was so excited when I had a chance to do Time Bandits because it was a chance to really take what I learned of working with Pythons.
Working with the Pythons
and expand out on it.
That Hardcore is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen in my life. When he's sitting in that X-rated movie theater and his daughter comes on screen, he goes,
No.
That's the best thing I've ever seen in my life. Why isn't that a meme?
Dan Aykroyd's like,
I guess I'll do my Nixon impression. Dan, would you consider,
Nixon? You mean Lorne and all the Lornettes speak at the same time? I'll be the Lornettes. Okay, so we have to do this in chicos.
Dan, if you notice, Richard Nixon doesn't have a pencil thin mustache. Doesn't have a Bud Abbott mustache.
Bud Abbott.
Garrison Keillor's cruise was to set sail in March. Loyal fans out thousands of dollars still scrambling to determine if they will get their money back. And if so, how much?
He's dead, right?
Garrison Keillor?
He keeled over.
Yeah, they bring his corpse on the boat and then they bury him at sea. That's the whole thing they do.
Wait, is
they
this launch cruise it off just the a glorified, side of the ship. Like, it's a glorified Viking funeral.
Yeah, they set him on fire.
I'm not dead yet. Why are you pouring gasoline on me? I'm not dead yet. I was just on the cruise here to talk all about some home-baked pies. I figured I'd tell you all about some stories that happened at Lake Wobegon, where the men are stupid and...
Can we find it online?
I scoured the depths of the internet for this email that he sent out. Have you checked the dark web? I've checked the dark web. I've gone through a bunch of Reddit threads. I cannot find this email. There's plenty of references to it, but I cannot find the actual text. So if any listeners out there have it.
Silk Road. Go over to Silk Road and you can buy all sorts of things. Handguns, automatic weapons, ketamine. Everything I've ever wanted, I can buy over at Silk.
Opioids.
Over Lake Wobegon.
Does Lake Wobegon have an opioid problem?
I am pretty sure they do. I think you can guarantee. The Garrison Keillor's jealous of Keith Raniere?
Yeah, do you think that he wants to start a Nexium of his own?
Yeah, I could picture him feeling like,
I would have done that and it would have been above board. I would not have turned it into something. I just want to know if I can master, if I could have some of this buttermilk.
Buttermilk?
Master, can I have the 1,300 calories from this one glass of buttermilk, master? Please, please, master. This is Mrs. Abernathy's buttermilk. She makes it, and she puts the pecan pies on her windowsill. And
they are at least 2,500 calories a slice, but worth every one. Master, are you still there?
Alt right. Right?
That's if, like, McConaughey voices Pepe in the DreamWorks.
That'd be so cool. He pops up at the last second, like, coming to theaters this December. And then bark in the corner, alt right.
He's like, feels good, man.
Yeah.
Do you have hate in your heart? No, it'd be a lot cooler if you did.
We got to get McConaughey to voice Pepe the Frog.
Brett, did you write that down?
Yeah, I've got a hashtag McConaughey for Pepe. I'm trying to get that to trend.
Toilets. What should I write this song about? Diapers.
Like he's like trying to think of just like things to write songs about. Toilet paper. No, I don't know. Maybe a toilet seat. What about that? No.
I listen to a lot of. Oh my God.
He's just. Let me think. He's like goes to CVS and just goes up in the aisles with a with a little notebook, like looking at all this stuff. Incontinence pads. Okay, that could be something.
If anybody from the Zappa family is listening, I just want to let you know that your father's music meant a lot to me in high school. I have a lot of respect for him as a composer.
He's just looking at all the things you could get, the earwax. Maybe that's a song. Okay, there's some foot powder. Okay, I don't know. Maybe athlete's foot.
What if he had had a Bernie Taupin who like handled lyrics for him?
Well, he'd be my favorite person ever, probably.
All I got to say is, you know, thank God. These are our true frontline soldiers. Bill Maher in his garage, Samantha Bee in her backyard. I think Jimmy Fallon was in like, it was like some grotto. He was in like one of the abandoned subway tunnels and he used the mole people as his band.
Yeah, he's there with the Chuds, right?
Jimmy Fallon and the Chuds. And it was
such a great show. I'm here with the Chuds. It's awesome. That's so awesome. I got the Chuds.
And then in between commercial breaks, you see him screaming at the Chuds because he's trying to do an Ariana Grande parody and they're having a hard time picking up the beat.
Yeah. And then he breaks his hand again.
Did this inspire the scene in Sex and the City where Miranda meets friggin' Steve on the Brooklyn Bridge?
Yeah. Well, Bruce Springsteen wrote that episode.
I'm thinking.
He was like, I couldn't help but wonder.
I wonder what would happen.
We all live
with Steve.
In Brooklyn in a way.
Steve and Miranda are doing a thing, then Carrie and Mr. Big, and they're just doing their thing. And or Samantha.
He's, He's at the table read and he's doing stage directions where he's like, open on.
Yeah. Exterior. Exterior.
Exterior pasties brunch.
New York City. Yeah. Exterior Magnolia Bakery.
Day.
Day. Carrie and Charlotte stand in front of the online at the bakery. In line at the bakery.
Online. In line. Shit.
Hey, Eddie, can you lend me a few bucks? I'm writing an episode of Sex in the City. And then I'm going to write an episode of Mind of the Married Man.
He's just the HBO House writer.
It's like, yeah, like mid-season, we like to bring in a special, we like to bring in a staff or a consultant. He's good at getting showrunners out of the mid-season doldrums.
Hey guys, I know everybody, you guys are working real hard on Carnival and you're trying to break the back of season two, and I get it.
I guess it's important at this point to remember, what do these characters want?
Yeah, you got to just remind yourself, what is these characters looking for? And what would y'all think about doing like a flashback episode where they're children?
Or he comes in and he always pitches a bottle episode. He's like, how about, or is he, or he does the writer's room. It's like, is there a world in which
that's kind of all a, of, yeah.
Like, is there a world in which Hannah, Jessa, Marty, and Shoshana get stuck in an elevator?
Cause I was talking to Richard Plepler and he's saying the budget's a little tight on the season. If we could, we could take a little bit of the pressure off if we did a bottle episode, really make it so... Oh,
Bruce is pitching a bottle again.
We could really blow it out for the finale of the season finale. Really could use that money.
And you have to explain to him that in Game of Thrones, they can't get trapped in a subway.
I was wondering if we could have that dragon get stuck in an elevator.
Elevator?
With that guy with the sword.
Like, Bruce, do you even watch the shows?
Yes. Nah,
I saw the poster in the lobby.
Hey, I really can't stand my kids. Stupid. I mean, I look at them and I'm just like, get out of here. Hey.
You are such an amazing impressionist.
Hey, Julie. Hey, are you quarantined?
Well, how did you get in here?
Hey, I got your cat medicine. Hey, Julie, it's me, Louie. I got your cat medicine for you.
Is it? It can't possibly be in your... Oh, no!
It's bubblegum. Hey, is that Jimmy Jazz?
Get out of the house. And then all of a sudden, like...
Here, kitty.
The guy who owns the Comedy Cellar is behind him, and he's like,
"Yeah,
no, he's allowed to be here." So he's going to be like blasting, you know, whatever he's listening to in the morning and like staring directly at me while I'm getting up. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Hey, is there a problem with the... I set a Peloton up in your place too, Julie.
Hi, Louie.
Hey. My kids. Did I tell you about my kids?
Yeah, you hate them.
No, I can't stand them. My kids. Oh, I'm like jerking off.
I know.
It wasn't Blazing Saddles. It was a different movie.
What was it?
Oh, boy. Let me look up Westerns here real quick. See what it could be. Boy. I was going to say Blazing Saddles, but you flagged me on that. I got to come up with a whole other Western. Why am I talking like Popeye?
Like, oh, boy. Olive oil done called me out on the IMDb game that I'm...
I was going to recommend Blazing Saddles to a Wimpy. And
we have like the Hulu interface on Popeye mode where it's like, other titles I recommend.
Popeye, we're letting you go. You're working at West Coast Video. We're letting you go, Popeye.
Why are you letting me go? Because I got too much spinach all over the Blu-rays. No, your recommenced list is terrible.
What are his recommenced stations about?
I recommenced everybody watch Faces of Death. Check out Faces of Death and Faces of Death 2.
And it's just a VHS that he has that he lends out. It's like written on in Sharpie, Return to Popeye.
Yeah. And they're like, Popeye, get in my office. And there's no office. It's just behind the counter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With their back to the customers. It's like, what is this recommend station list here? You just keep recommending Faces of Death to the customers.
I think it's important that people see how fragile human life is.
Oh, that's all well and good, Popeye. But also, this isn't even one of our titles. You brought this from home, and we don't even have VHSs anymore.
I sell them out of my trunk.
Out of your trunk?
VCRs.
Well, now you're definitely fired. So you're running a side business out of here.
Oh, I am what I am.
The robot's name is Seiko. S-I-C, unless it's Psycho and he's just a psycho.
My name is Psycho.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Fa, 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 fa. I will be performing on Broadway with David Byrne this fall.
So Sylvester Stallone is getting rid of the robot. The
best part of, I mean, I can't imagine what else is in that movie without that wonderful scene. I wish I was out of this nightmare.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? I gotta think it's like I'm in a nightmare. I'm drowning in the whipped cream.
And he didn't even say, like, they didn't even get the whipped cream to even go particularly well on him. Like, it kind of splashed a little bit on him.
Uh-huh.
Like, they were definitely hurrying through some of these Rocky movies, like the filming. You know, Stallone was just kind of like, hey, want to go to a Lakers game tonight? Let's wrap this up.
We got it. This is the martini.
I'm moving on. We're moving on. We got it.
We don't need to turn around.
Are you sure, Sly? I feel like I can do it better.
No, it's perfect.
No, please. Can I get one more take?
Sorry, Seiko. We're already on the next setup.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll go back to my trailer.
Hang in your trailer. We'll let you know if you need you. I think you're wrapped for the day, though.
That's a wrap on Seiko.
Thank you, everyone.
That's a picture wrap on Seiko.
Yeah.
Seiko's definitely going to be doing a lot of work in post.
I got everyone keychains to say thank you for an amazing shoot. And please keep me in mind for future projects. Like, Seiko's a little desperate.
Well, I don't understand why Sylvester Stallone would ever get rid of something that wonderful.
Yeah. And this is just weird. Sylvester Stallone has clearly entered that weird portion of things where he's just like, you know what the world needs is me to clean up Rocky IV.
It's not like the White Album. It's not like there's a new, you know, mono mix of.
Exactly. Oh, boy. Finally, Sly's getting in there. He's going to fix Rocky IV. And then there's going to be Godfather 3 coming out the end of the year.
I saw that. Are they removing Sofia Coppola or no?
I don't know what they're going to do to it.
They're not cutting the robot, though.
They're not going to cut the robot from Godfather 3. That'd be the
they
most
They better
amazing.
Not.
What if in Godfather 3, Seiko's in it? Dressed as like a mob, with like a mob.
Should we go get Michael? I will kill him.
Where he's like, I read for it, but I ended up with a smaller role. It's fine. It's just an honor to. I can't do the impression. I'll hurt my voice.
They went with George Hamilton. It's fine.
I play the waiter at the Italian restaurant.
It was down to me. Yeah, it was down to me and George Hamilton, and Coppola was comfortable with him. That's fine. That's how the business works. But I
got to audition for him.
It auditioning for a Godfather movie was an honor. It is a marathon, not a sprint.
Poor Seiko.
Yeah, the out-of-work actor, Seiko.
Let me tell you about today's specials. We have an almond-braised sea bass with shallots.
What's your favorite? Well, I'm deciding between the sea bass and the roast chicken. What do you like?
Personally, I cannot consume food. I would recommend motor oil.
All right, well, which one is ordered more?
My statistics show that the sea bass has been ordered 67 times.
Okay, you don't need to give me the number. You don't need to give me the number. It's more popular.
Just get the chicken.
Why?
The sea bass is not fresh.
And then the manager comes over. God damn it,
what did I tell you? Seiko, what did you say?
He starts, can I talk to you for a second?
What is it, boss?
Well, you're not supposed to. I know that. Are you like not programmed to be able to lie?
I know I was late today.
No, that's not why I'm talking to you.
I had an audition on the other end of
boy.
Town.
Seiko, I swear to God, if you don't prioritize this job, you're not going to be able to.
This job is a priority. I had an audition on the Sony lot.
What was it for?
It was for the new Fast and Furious spinoff franchise. Okay, I didn't have an audition. I overslept.
Well, stop telling people that the sea bass isn't fresh.
Sorry, boss.
That's what I like to hear. Now go sell some sea bass.
Yes. The sea bass is quite fresh.
You don't need to lean into it like
it's
that.
It's the most fresh fish.
No, you're overcompensating.
My boss told me to say it.
No, don't say that.
I'm doing what you told me.
Yeah, I don't mean to. You know what? This is what you get when you hire a robot. Bum that Johnny Carson like wasn't around to be like, wow, this
Has anybody been following the news today? Apparently Donald Trump
put children in cages.
This Don Jr. is a real piece of work, huh?
He's not equipped for that.
Kimberly Guilfoyle.
I guess Karnak, he's like,
may your sister share a bunk bed with Eric Trump Jr.
Eric Trump Jr. Oh no.
Really gory, upsetting horror story. And then you come back to the Crypt Keeper and he's dressed like he's got a baby bonnet and a big lolly and a pacifier and a rattle and a bitch.
I'm a scary baby. I would like to apologize.
The Crypt Keeper gets canceled.
Yeah.
If I said anything that hurt you,
like he doesn't even realize it's time to stop talking and time to start listening.
And he's just like,
but seriously, I apologize. It is time I start listening.
Brett, can you please play the first episode of Some Good News and tell me if it doesn't sound like John Krasinski has a different voice all of a sudden?
How many views does this have? Oh, 17 million. Okay, great.
Good evening, everybody, even though it is very clearly the afternoon, and welcome to SGN. John, what is SGN?
That's not his voice. Good evening, everybody. It's like, you know, when you watch The Office and he would just be like, I'm going to prank Dwight today. I'm going to put his stapler in a block of Joe-O. What happened to his voice?
I have to figure out how to tell Pam that I have feelings about her.
But she's engaged to Roy.
Could you just pause it?
You can please pause it. In the background, let's focus on Josh Gad's art hanging on the wall. First of all, looks like Charles Manson hanging out with Kermit the Frog in the corner there. Oh, wait, no, that's Jim Henson. I'm sorry.
I think Jim Henson is Cockney slang for Charles Manson.
Yeah.
A bit of the old Kermit.
Yeah. I'm hanging out with Kermit, man. I'm telling you. You think Kermit?
He's the puppeteer. You know what I mean? Like,
who's working the puppet, man? You think I'm a puppet? I think you're a puppet, motherfucker.
I'm the puppeteer. You're a fucking marionette. I've written a song about it. Marionette.
You think I'm in jail? Maybe you're the one in jail, motherfucker. It's like, no, you're in jail. I'm pretty sure you're the one in jail, Charles.
Yeah, so that's Charles Manson.
Also, Charles. Can we just think about that for a second? That we just had to say Charles Manson. Like, of course, we need to show him the respect he deserves. Don't call him Chuck. No, Charles.
Elon Musk was on Jay Leno's Garage this week to show off the Tesla Cybertruck, which Tesla just came out with. And
pretty exciting. We got Elon Musk is going to come by and show us Tesla's super truck.
It's a super truck.
It's pretty great. He's got a cyber truck.
It's a supercomputer truck. It's a space truck from supercomputers.
It's pretty exciting. We got Jay Leno's cyber truck. And
tell me all about the cyber truck.
In retrospect, how did anyone have a conversation with him as an interviewer? If he was like, oh, so, Rene Russo, tell me about your movie.
Yeah.
Hey, J-Lo with J-Lo's butt.
This guy made his fortune on J-Lo's butt jokes.
And he couldn't stop writing them. They asked him politely to stop. They said, it's time to shoot the show. He goes, oh, I think I got a couple more.
A couple more jokes I want to squeeze out here.
It's a fertile area.
It's great.
No, it's terrific. Everything's coming up.
Toilets. Everything's coming up. Toilets.
I wonder what it would be like if Jack Nicholson was a quarterback for a high school football team. I think it might go a little something like this. And then I would turn around. Yeah. I'd turn around outside the huddle.
Yeah.
And then I would come back.
Did you take
in.
Off your helmet and slick your hair back? Or did you pretend to slick your hair back on the helmet? Okay.
And I'd go, look here, coach. It's a football game. Just give me the damn ball.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. That
Mike Nichols, The Exorcist. Uh-huh. I say one thing. We certainly wouldn't be talking about The Exorcist in 2021 if Mike Nichols directed it.
Well, I'm trying to think what he would do with that movie.
He would have probably cast, instead of Linda Blair, he probably would have cast Jack Nicholson.
Your mother sucks cocks in hell. Like, he doesn't even do the demon voice.
Yeah. No, he's not even trying. He's just like, and now this is the part where I puke up the green soup all over the place. It's pea soup that they're pumping. It's like, no, you're saying what it is.
Why don't you tell me what kind of goddamn shake you're looking to get?
I want a fucking egg salad sandwich.
I want a goddamn Big Mac.
I want a McRib.
How about you take the goddamn two all beef patties and you take the goddamn special sauce.
You hold them between your knees.
Some people got as specific as saying it was Yosemite Sam's colon, Porky Pig's colon. So there was a lot of answers on that in that area. Birth canal was another answer.
It's the same thing. And I think I know who said that.
It's Yosemite Sam's. Why would it be?
What's wrong with people?
That's
specific. Please. Are you crazy?
I gotta get a colonoscopy.
These varmints are up in my anus. I gotta make sure I'm clear of varmints.
I gotta get
clear of these varmints.
That guy's like not conscientious enough to have his annual like anything.
Somebody's gonna give me a ride because they won't let me drive afterwards. Who's gonna pick me up?
Yosemite Sam's got to drink a lot of water for 24 hours to prepare. You got the giggles.
Oh my God. Yosemite Sam, that was way too specific. I wanted to sit in it. I went to a 70 millimeter screening of Knives Out, and then they had the chair out front, and there were all these people sitting in it. And I'm like, well, when I come out of the movie, I'll sit in the chair, and I come out, it's gone. Just like,
oh my God. And then it was another mystery of who took the chair.
And I was just like, well, I really do believe that this missing Knives Out chair here at the Egyptian Theater, we need to start looking at the clues.
There's a donut.
There's a donut shop across the street.
And a guy sitting on a chair that look awful similar.
I'm going to go into this incredibly sketchy 7-Eleven and get one of their surprisingly decent donuts.
Because you can't really mess up a donut when you think about it.
And they got the pink frosting as if it's kind of like The Simpsons, but not really. I guess that's a loophole they found, like a donut hole.
Hole in the... You know, the problem with a poo.
Try some new Minute Maid orange tangerine. It's got calcium.
Then I'm not drinking it.
Oh, no, it's sweet. You'll like it.
I don't believe you.
Well, then who would you believe?
I don't know. Robert Loggia? Whoa, Robert Loggia.
Billy, your mother's right. New Minute Maid orange tangerine tastes great. It's got as much calcium as milk.
If you say so, Mr. Loggia.
Yeah.
This is great.
Enjoy your breakfast.
New Minute Maid orange tangerine with calcium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Billy, you got something? Yeah.
Do you think that he gave a few of those to the sound guy, like some wilds, just in case he needed them for post?
Yeah, you run the VO session. I'll be Robert Loggia.
Okay, so Robert, we just need a few more things. Could you just in case we need to use it later, could you just give me your line, hey, Billy?
Billy, you got to drink this Tropicana.
Okay, great. I think we're done.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what are you doing? Yeah. Do some more of that. Give me like seven more, but can you just give me two where you're excited? Is that the excited one? Okay. Can I just have one where you're moaning in pain and then when you're moaning in pleasure?
All right, I'll do six real quick. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I think we're done. No, please stop. Mr. Loggia, we have someone coming in after you. Do you need your parking validated?
Yeah.
Here they are all with well wishes and gifts. It was just like, you know, it's your dream. It's your dream. It was his dream.
You can't call those fans. What you call them are blessings. You call them angels. Because they're going to be able to do for you what you can't do for yourself. And that is, they're going to fund you to get your ass out of Oklahoma to the music capital of the world.
What just made him laugh?
That's a pretty good gift.
Oh my God! What is broken about his brain? Like, I want neuroscientists to put little suction cups all over his brain. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And I want to know why he laughed at that moment. When he's, you know what I'm talking about?
Can you go back to the laugh, Brett? That, like, that nothing was funny. Except it's just like, that's how life is.
Well, yeah. I mean, is it a laugh of realization? Is it a laugh of discomfort? Is it a laugh that when you like smile so hard, you can't help but laugh?
Well, Julie, what you have to understand.
Yeah.
What you call them are blessings. You call them angels because they're going to be able to do for you what you can't do for yourself. And that is, they're going to fund you to get your ass out of Oklahoma to the music capital of the world. That's a pretty good gift.
Man.
Why is he laughing?
They're going to...
They're going to fund you.
Fund you?
Is it because he knew he was going to say the A word?
What?
Ass. He was getting a little giddy. He could have... I think there's a 40% chance he was getting giddy because he knew he was about to say the A word.
He was going
to
cuss?
To get your ass out of Oklahoma. I said the A word. How'd filming go? I said the A word.
What does he say at the end? That's a pretty good gift.
That's a pretty... You don't call them fans. And just one thing for people, because this is an audio show. Just realize this. As he's saying these things, he's staring directly into the camera as if it's like the Hail Bop guy telling you to like it's cult-y.
Put on a pair of Nikes.
Yeah. I mean,
drink
he's
some
like
cyanide and lie down in the bunky bed.
And look at this fake newspaper. Local cunt is like a newspaper
the
headline.
Daily O Collegian.
Yeah. Did you check out today's Daily O Collegian? There's a great article. Local country crooner aims to, quote, make it big. Oh, my God. We could have both cleaned. If we were in Stillwater, they would have been giving us 500, 600, 700.
700.
Bucks.
By the way, which one was it?
500,
200, 300, 400,
800,
600,
900,
700,
1,000, 1,100, 1,200. 1,200. Just like, and the crew just tries to catch each other's eye line to just be like, this guy's nuts. He's counting. How'd filming go?
And then he goes down. He goes 999.
I mean, if you got 99 bottles of beer on a wall, you got to take one down, pass
and
it
you
around.
And you bet you're going to be passing it around.
You better bet your ass I'm taking down one of those bottles of beer. I'm passing it around.
And guess what, cousin?
98 bottles. And I don't call these bottles of beer. I call them blessings.
Them angels.
These are angels. And you pass that bottle of beer around. Then you got 98 bottles.
And the crew guy at this point, they already did make eye contact and then they're just all staring into space. They lost the will to like make light of the situation. You know, when like you're just truly like your spirit is broken.
And then, like, they go to the guy who's worked for Garth for 20 years, and they're just like, hey, is this, like, between changing setups or something, they're just like, is this, like, normal the way it's like, oh, yeah. Did he count?
John Houston and
John Tony Houston. Yep. Yeah. And
I'm here to talk to you, Mr. Gitz. I want to hear more about this Drew's news, Mr. Gitz.
Forget it, Jake. And she takes her glasses off and she goes, it's Chinatown.
CI-110 Cielo Drive, or what used to be Cielo Drive, now destroyed, used to be the site of the recording studio for Trent Reznor's creepy album, where there were pigs and so forth. And then he was like, this is spooky. And then Sharon Tate's sister was like, don't do that. And he's like, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
I am so sorry. I just want to say.
I just want to say, my bad.
I'd like to just apologize.
I'd like to apologize like an animal.
Hey, it's me, Trent. Yeah. I want to apologize to you like an animal.
I want to say I'm sorry from the inside.
He claimed that he didn't know that was the house
at
one point.
That was the entire point of that album.
What? What happened at this house? The what murders?
Charles Mann, what? What, Ren Tate?
Squeaky hoop, what the?
Every
here.
Song.
Hold on. Here. Where every, we have weird every, pig skulls every, all over the place.
Every song is like, Tex Watson says this. You pigs are going to die.
Here. That happened here.
Helter Skelter, here we go. We are at CLO.
Hold on a second.
You're telling me.
I don't buy it. For one, in this house.
Wait a minute. Well, my bad.
Yeah. Now let me get back in the booth and do some more. Five bodies dead, written on the wall in blood.
Oh my God. Pig. Garbage dump.
Hold on a second.
Hold on. I need to lay down.
No, wait a second.
I have to lay down one more track. Charlie, what you doing now?
No.
Here?
Am I being punked?
Well, I never. I am. Wow.
Hello, Airbnb. It's me, Trent Reznor. You'd think you'd tell a guy. You think you'd tell a guy if mass murders happened in the house he rented.
He just happened to rent to record an album.
Called
The Manson called Murderer.
Hail Charles Manson. Hold on.
Hold on a second. I gotta put you on hold. I have another. I just have to record the track. Those murders are really interesting. I think they're cool and interesting.
Yes, I would like to speak to your manager.
Now we have to talk about who would be a weirder Wonka or better or worse. I guess you couldn't be better than Gene Wilder. Mm-hmm. What year is that?
Like, 71? I think it was so 71. Would be
like, who else could it have been? Gene Hackman?
Bruce Dern. Bruce Dern could have been a good.
Uh-huh.
Willy Wonka. Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman's like, oh, just want to no get earthly, to the, there's no earthly way of knowing.
We're trying to get to the chocolate. The problem is I'm trying to give this chocolate factory away. I'm trying to give the chocolate factory away to one of these kids. Get Woody Allen in a plexiglass cage, starts filling up with water.
What is this? Are you trying to drown me? Is this an episode of Batman?
Can I get a little warmer, like a room temp? Yeah. An episode of Batman? You think Woody Allen's ever seen an episode of Batman? Is he like wham? Pow. Zap.
Zoom.
Zick. I'm
a fan of the Riddler.
You think he likes the Riddler?
I think he would like Mr. Freeze.
I'm going to tell you my order and next.
Okay.
Yes.
I say Freeze, he likes Riggler. Mr. Freeze, the Riddler.
Okay.
And then Joker.
Okay. Mine is all Egghead.
Yeah, you're right. I think you're completely right.
These are his top three. Egghead, list. Egghead, and Egghead.
Yeah.
And Batgirl, I think, is interesting. Or once could have been.
Yeah. That's Woody Allen. Watching Batman, not realizing it aired 65 years ago. He's watching it on antenna. Like you picture,
I need to get antenna TV. I'm trying to watch.
Like, he's like, have you seen what they have on television these days? It's terrible.
I was
There's
flipping.
This family of monsters. It's called the Monsters.
And the one is a Frankenstein and the other one is a Dracula lady, and then
And then the father.
Her father is also a vampire.
But he's named Munster, so it's probably the Frankenstein's father. And that makes no sense.
And then their son is a half werewolf, half vampire, a werewolf with a vampire widow's peak.
You see, like, Soon Yi's been having noise-canceling headphones that are just glued to her head this whole time.
She is like wrapping industrial tape around her head to make sure the headphones don't come off. And she's like, yeah, Woody, that's great.
She's listened to every audiobook there is.
Yeah.
Thank you
for enjoying this Audible podcast. Like, Soon Yi quick lunges at it to get another book playing.
Before Woody starts describing Gilligan's Island. Yeah.
She's listening to the Robert Caro LBJ series for the 15th time in a row. Because it just never ends.
It's just stuck on an ad for Brooklyn and Sheets.
This is a good quarantine project for you.
Okay, just do the deep dive?
Everything.
All right.
Don't drink the water.
I've seen Don't Drink the Water. I've seen, that I haven't seen.
You have to watch Scenes from a Mall.
He didn't write it. He's just in it.
No, but that's the best part is him acting. Imagine him at that point being like, what is this shopping mall? Oh, Scenes from a what? And it's just like,
why are these pretzels big?
All these stores are next to each other. It's all inside. It's very weird.
This music is played by extraterrestrials and garbage dumps.
I found a place. It's called a mall. When I was shooting this movie, Scenes from a Mall. And it's all these stores are just connected. And they don't have doors.
It's a nightmare.
But then they have a pretzels.
They have a pretzels.
But then
I will
some
of the women who walk around are beautiful. They're in groups. Those are teenagers. Oh, they're such fascinating women.
And then I went and they had Panda Express. I really enjoyed. You could get 2 items or 3 items plus either
a soft drink.
A soft drink or you could get
a cookie.
Fried rice or... or noodles. And then you get that, you slide the tray, they give you a tray and you slide it down on this little track and they hand you the food and then you pick a table out. And then they have other places. It's kind of like a food court. And
called a food court now that I think of it.
Soon Yi wanted Wendy's. And she was able, she could go get it. She got a double with cheese and a frosty.
I got a baked potato.
She got me a baked potato from Wendy's. And I had Panda Express and a baked potato.
I'm so fat.
And then they had they also had a stand that was Froyo. So, and you go up and they had a lever. You pull the lever down yourself.
It's the best place I've ever been.
I had the Froyo.
and then you reveal that he's like telling you this story, like after he was, he's like being interrogated by 2 cops. And they're like, just get to the part where you followed those girls to their car.
And then I had the baked potato. You could,
yeah.
It had cheese on it.
Please, just at what point did you see the alleged victim?
And then I also went, and they had a place with chicken. All right.
You know what? My partner's coming back, and he is not. You are not going to like him.
And I tried to find a new ribbon for my typewriter at one of the stores.
Where is this Jewish motherfucker? And then this like neo-Nazi cop bursts in and just grabs Woody by the back of the hair like in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and just starts bashing his head on the interrogation table.
Oh, I don't know why you're beating me.
Boom!
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production.
executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit ForeverDogPodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.